Florida death row inmate John Ferguson has been granted a stay of execution by an appeals court in Atlanta before he was scheduled to be executed yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to lift the stay. The death row inmate has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. His attorney, Christopher Hanman, says Ferguson thinks he will be resurrected if he is executed and that he's the Prince of God.
Most troubling, many of the later diagnoses were recognizing that he was dangerous and shouldn't be let out in any circumstances. And inexplicably, he was let out of these mental institutions, and crimes tragically occurred.
Ferguson was convicted of killing 8 people during a home invasion in 1977 and has been on death row since 1978. Previous court rulings found that Ferguson was fit for execution because his beliefs were consistent with Christian views, but Hanman says his client is severely mentally ill and shouldn't be put to death.
He has had this consistent diagnosis for 40 years, and most recently even the lower Florida Circuit Court recognized he has schizophrenia, he is mentally ill, he's not faking, which has been the state's theory throughout.
Ferguson's defense team and the state will submit arguments over the next 2 weeks. Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi said in court documents that the ruling, quote, makes a mockery of the state's compelling interest in finality.